An international backlash is growing against India after Islamic comments by a ruling BJP party official during a televised debate. The Saudi-based Organization of Islamic Cooperation has condemned the remarks, saying they came in a context of intensifying hatred towards Muslims in India. New Delhi has responded, saying the comments made by the OIC are narrow-minded. Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Indian ambassador to Tehran to express its displeasure. And Pakistan has released a statement criticizing the derogatory remarks. It said Pakistan once again calls on the international community to take immediate cognizance of the grievously aggravating situation of Islamophobia in India. And Qatar's foreign ministry also expressed its disappointment. Doha has called for a public apology from the Indian government. Well, a number of shops in Kuwait are removing Indian products from their shelves. The senior BJP official's Islamophobic remarks has prompted calls for a boycott of Indian goods in the Gulf nation. In a statement, the BJP said that it strongly denounces insults of any religious personalities of any religion, adding that the Bharatiya Janata Party is strongly against any ideology which insults or demeans any sect or religion. Let's go live now to New Delhi. Al Jazeera's Pavni Mittal is there. These comments have obviously angered many people. How widespread is anti-Muslim sentiment there in India?
You know, so right now, the BJP and the Indian government are trying to do damage control. They're trying to put out statements and reaffirm their belief that, you know, all religions are equal, that they respect all religions, and they've called these opinions of fringe elements. But critics in India point out that the actions are too little, too late. First of all, the two leaders in question that the government has now suspended one and expelled the other, held very important roles within the party. One was a national spokeswoman. The other was a top leader in the media division for the party in the national capital over here. And so critics point out that, you know, these fringe opinions that the party is claiming have actually become mainstream in India, and that goes back to a history of its top leaders making inflammatory comments, anti-Islamic comments, anti-minority comments openly and getting away with it pretty easily. In fact, a few months ago, there were leaders that called for genocide and violence against Muslims in public meetings. And rights groups that have pointed this out in reports have been met with a lot of resistance. In fact, they've seen their offices either shutter or their foreign funding frozen in India. So now there are opposition parties that are asking the government to apologize and take responsibility for creating an environment in which comments like these have pretty much become common.
All right, so these comments have caused a problem for India internationally. What about internally, politically? How much of a problem is this likely to be for Prime Minister Modi and the BJP?
So these comments have put India in a very embarrassing position that has put, you know, it's strained diplomatic ties and also, you know, sort of threatening economic ties because there are growing calls for boycott for Indian-made products. Now, just so you know, these are countries, particularly in the Gulf region, that India has spent a lot of time and effort building close ties with. Trade is worth billions of dollars. Over here, domestically, there has been violence. On Friday, after Friday prayers, protesting the BJP and these comments, violence broke out in the northern city of Kanpur. Dozens of people have been injured. Cases have been filed against hundreds of people. Security was also beefed up over the weekend. Apart from that, there is growing criticism about the environment that the BJP has created, that the mainstreaming of communal discourse in India, and that is what opposition parties are now pointing out. They're also attributing these actions to the international backlash and not necessarily a sort of soul-searching and an ideological commitment to religious equality and freedom in India.
Al Jazeera's Pavni Mittal reporting live from New Delhi. Pavni, many thanks indeed. Let's speak to former Indian diplomat Vivek Kachu, who joins us now live from Gurugram in India. Good to have you with us, sir. What do you make of this row? How does India get out of this mess? Can it get out of this mess?
Well, I would distinguish between religion and politics. I think there is an abiding belief in India, which is rooted in our constitution and in our tradition, that all religions must be respected and that there should be no blasphemous comment about any religious leader. And certainly, I, for one, was shocked when I heard these comments on the Holy Prophet, because that's not in keeping with what I've grown up with and what all Indians have grown up with, to believe that no religious personality, no faith should be denounced. So that is one aspect, and I do think that the BJP has taken action by expelling one of the members who made this comment, and by suspending its national spokesperson. The other is a political contestation that is underway in India, partly ideological, partly purely political. I, for one, would draw a distinction between these two. And I can appreciate that there has been an outrage in some sections of Islamic opinion abroad, perhaps all sections, at hearing these comments. But I also feel that it has to be placed in the perspective of the action that the BJP has taken, and more importantly, in the tradition of religious respect that India has pursued all through the years and decades of its independence.
Okay, all right.
And I don't see that respect is going down.
All right, but nonetheless, this does threaten to damage India's reputation among its Gulf allies in particular. You could argue that both countries need each other economically. However, it does threaten to damage India's reputation and the money that it gets from trade with Gulf states. What does it need to do now to restore its reputation? Qatar, for instance, is asking for a public apology from the government. Will it get it?
Well, I think there is a mutuality of interest between India and the Gulf. Clearly, there's a mutuality of economic interests. There's a mutuality of security interests between India and the Gulf countries. And that interest is shown in the growing relationship between India and the Gulf states. I don't see that is going to go away because of this incident. Also, I think that both India and the Gulf states need to see this in a perspective and contain the fallout. As far as India is concerned, these were comments made by the ruling party spokespeople. In one case, a spokesperson, another a member, and the ruling party has taken action. The Indian embassies who were demarched have also issued statements. At this stage, I haven't seen any statement from the government. And perhaps, since this is an evolving situation, at some stage, some kind of a dialogue may take place between the government and the countries concerned. What I would like to underline is the mutuality of interest between India and the Gulf region.
Good to talk to you, sir. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Vivek Kachu there in Gurugram.
Thank you, Vivek. Thank you.